Welcome back. You're listening to WHOU. On the phone with me now is Emily Kane. Emily Kane is running for the 2nd District Representative for the state of Maine. Emily, welcome.
Oh, it's great to be on the show today. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. Now, this is actually your maiden voyage on WHOU. We're thrilled that we have got this chance to catch up with you. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on. We know that you ran last time, and you're up again for election this time. How are things going?
You know, things are going great. And let me say, it's great to be on WHOU. I am a huge fan of the work that you do and the message you're getting out to the community. And I'm glad to be on, and I hope it's not my last time.
Definitely.
Sure. Yeah, so the campaign's going great. You know, I spend my time on the road across the district mostly, and I've been spending a lot of time across beautiful Aroostook County. My goal in this campaign and my goal in the work that I want to do in Congress is to stop bad things from happening to the state of Maine and to the working families across our state. We need to stop sending jobs overseas. We need to focus on growing the economy here, investing in ourselves, and building an economy that not only we can be proud of, but where families can be successful and feel economically secure. I spend my time listening to people across the state, listening to veterans who've served our country, who want to be able to come home, have access to the health care they deserve in a way that's close by to them, and make sure they can participate in our economy through jobs and small businesses starting. Our seniors, too. I feel so blessed to have met so many wonderful Maine seniors who are really our eyes and ears into our history. But what they've talked to me about are the future. They want to know that there's a bright future in Maine and in Aroostook County, not just for them as they retire, but also for their kids and their grandkids.
Now, you've mentioned you spent some time here in Aroostook County. You're coming up this weekend. What's going on? What brings you to the county this weekend?
You know, this weekend, it's a big weekend up in the Valley. I'll be at the Ploy Festival, at the Acadian Festival, and the parade. I'll be going to church with my dear friends Ross and Judy Parody on Sunday morning, and I'm going to try to get over to the Muskie Derby, too. It's going to be a jam-packed weekend, and I'm really looking forward to getting back up to the Valley. You know, I was actually just up there a few weeks ago meeting with mill workers from Twin Rivers about their jobs and the economic future of that mill, and also with loggers up in the Allegash and St. Francis about the challenges and opportunities in Maine's forests. So I'm excited to be heading back up, and I'm looking forward to some good food and some good friends.
Well, you're headed for the right location. Let's talk about Aroostook County for a little bit. You mentioned some of the issues that are near and dear to the hearts of people of Aroostook County. What do you see as the major issues for the folks here in the county?
You know, it's all about the economy. You know, whether meeting with potato farmers during the first part of the Potato Blossom Festival, talking about how what they want, which is not too much to ask, is to be able to run their family farms and hand it off to the next generation, knowing that that's going to be a business that their families can count on. Meeting with nurses at the hospital who want to make sure that there's high-quality care right here in Aroostook County, right here in Maine, locally for those who need access to health care and can get it at our local hospitals. And it's about the small businesses. I mean, right there in Holton, I met with Joyce, who runs the Courtyard Cafe, talking about her business and the ups and downs of running a restaurant and small business in the county, and how she wants to see places like her restaurant be a place that communities can come together. I'm focused on jobs. I'm focused on the economy. And for me, I'm focused on keeping Aroostook County a place that everyone can be proud of to live in and feel like they have economic opportunity there.
Now, one of the things that we talk about frequently here at the station is the proposed national monument down in the Katahdin region. Have you made any decisions on how you support or not support that process that's going on, or where do you stand on that issue?
Sure. I've been very clear about it, that I see a national monument or national park, that's not a complete solution for that area, that if it's going to move forward and, you know, right now it's in the hands of the president, is that it's got to be more than just that. My longstanding position has been that I could support a park or a monument if and only if the proposal included a wider package that promotes job growth and continued access for hunters, snowmobiles and our forest products industry. I understand that compromise solutions are not always appealing, but the Mainers I talk to in the Katahdin region are concerned about their future. And, you know, that's not no different than anywhere across the state of Maine. Not too long ago, you could graduate from high school there, go and get a job at the mill, and have economic security for your family. You could afford to send your kids to college, maybe take a vacation, build a camp, and you could have the security of a good pension. That part of the American dream is no longer the reality for most families there in the Katahdin region. So to me, I'm open to every possibility, but I will never forget that the traditional recreation like hunting and snowmobiling are part of what makes it so special.
So what do you see as the solution there? We head down there frequently to go into Baxter State Park. We've definitely seen over the years the slide of that community, a very proud community, still a lot of vibrant people there. What is the solution in that neck of the woods?
Well, I think the answer is that there's not just one thing to do about any of it. Of course, we have to maintain access to Baxter. One of my best days was when I climbed Mount Katahdin with my husband on his birthday a few years ago to see Maine from really truly its highest peak. But I also have been to the downtown there, and it doesn't look like what it did 15, 20 years ago. We need downtown revitalization. We need investment in local infrastructure, in roads and bridges, in water infrastructure, because if we're going to grow the economy there, we have to make sure businesses can grow there with access to high-speed internet. You know, your cell phone service shouldn't drop when you drive from East Millinocket to Millinocket, and I don't know about you, but mine does, and that's a tough way to build business. So I think we need to focus on a comprehensive solution that brings together the resources of the local community and those who have a stake in the area, which includes not only elected officials and some limited role for state and local and federal government, but really empowering businesses and the schools and the community in that region.
Now, you've seen things here in Aroostook County. From your opinion, what's happening now that needs to change? Are there things that have been legislated, or are there any issues that you see immediately that say, you know, if I was in office, this would be different for Aroostook County?
You know, I can tell you one thing right off the bat is the impact of trade. Whether we look at the threat to our paper industry and the mills, the challenges faced by in the potato industry at McCain's, which I toured earlier this year, and same with Huber, I also toured there. When we think about things that are made here in the U.S., things that we do best, we need to protect those jobs. And one of our biggest enemies is the free trade agreements that have been passed and put forward in the Congress. I am very proud that for the past 3 years, I've been standing up against those kinds of dangerous trade deals that are doing nothing more than trading our jobs overseas. I've been standing up clearly, consistently, and straightforwardly about my position on trade. That's in stark contrast to my opponent. And people of Aroostook County can count on me to know that I'll be there telling their stories early and from the beginning when it comes to these trade deals, not waiting till the end to make a decision.
Now we have, let's switch gears a little bit. The presidential race is in all the news right now. And everybody seems to be talking about it. We talked with Bruce Poliquin not too long ago about that race. Have you publicly made a support for either candidate?
Yes, I have. A while back, stated very clearly and publicly and very early that I would be casting my vote for Hillary Clinton this fall. I think, you know, this is an interesting year for politics. We see it to be a lot about personality, actually. I hear a lot of people talking about the personality of the different candidates. For me, I know that Hillary Clinton's focus on the economy, on working families, and on making this an economy that works for everyone is more of the focus that I'm interested in from the president.
Okay. Well, what's your next plans after coming to the county? I know you've got a busy schedule coming up. Anything on the horizon you want to tell our listeners about?
Well, you know, I'm really excited for another few days in the county. Hope to see a lot of people, meet new people, and see old friends up there. And then I'm back on the road. I am traveling this district every week from multiple counties. I will be in Lewiston. I will be in Machias. I will be in Norway and Farmington and Oxford County and everywhere in between. My home is in the Bangor area, but I don't see my house as much as other people do because I am so blessed to see so many friends across. whole state.
Well, look, if you get a break in the excitement, we have our Potato Feast Days for the town of Holton coming up not this weekend, but next weekend. A lot of festivities, food, lobster rides, monster truck show. If you get a chance, swing on by. It's a great time. A lot of people descend on Holton for that weekend. We'd love to see you in Holton.
Thank you so much. I'd love to be back there again soon. And certainly, if there's monster trucks, I mean, that sounds like a really good time.
You can't miss monster trucks.
You can't miss the monster trucks. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you and your listeners very, very a lot soon.
Great. Well, you've been listening to Emily Kane, a Democratic candidate for the 2nd District House of Representatives to represent the state of Maine down in Washington, D.C. Keep it tuned to WHOU. We'll be back in just a second.